characters are considered by many the most important part of the story. That's because we empathize with them. We understand the theme, we get meaning from theme, and we see the progression of events in plot, and we feel what the genre is, but in fact it's characters that we empathize with, and as a result we tend to emphasize them more in our own minds and consider that a more important part than those other three areas of story forming. In fact, they're all equal. If you don't have a theme, it doesn't matter how good your characters are, there seems to be no meaning to what they're doing. If you don't have a plot, then there's no consistency to their interactions between each other, no matter how much you try to empathize with them. So all of these are necessary, but characters hold a special place in our hearts because it appears as if they are us up there on the screen or down in the pages of the book. When we started out, we had made a really, really awful movie together, Chris and I, and Steve, company president, was the director of photography. And it can be found in some video stores, even today, and did play Movie Greats Network on Channel 7 at 3 in the morning four times about 2 years ago. We were all out of USC, or just getting out, and we spent something like $25,000. And we thought we were Hitchcock, and we got so subtle that nothing happened. So anyway, we looked at that and we said, this is terrible. But then we had another idea for another screenplay and we said, this one's going to be great. Why is it going to be great if we just did something we believed in that was terrible? So we said, we're having trouble writing the screenplay. And one night about 2:30 in the morning, Chris and I sat around saying, what can we do to try and ensure that we're not going to make the same mistakes twice? Well, I said, let's look at some other stories and see what they're doing. That's a typical way story theorists go about developing theories. And we looked around, and the only thing we found consistent, really, was that there seemed to be the same kinds of characters showing up, these archetypes. Everyone's talking archetypes these days. So we looked at them, and we said, yeah, they seem to be there. They don't happen in all stories, but for this particular genre we're dealing with, which is where we started, they seem to work okay. So we said, let's make a list of these archetypes. Let's figure out who these characters are that we see coming up. And the first archetype we looked at, of course, was the protagonist. And that was pretty easy. Everybody knew the protagonist. The protagonist is the prime mover of the plot. That was the definition of the time. This person who pushes the plot forward. Now, we'll change all that for you in a moment, but we're going to take you step by step how we got to Dramatica in one side of it anyway. And from the protagonist, of course, another equally well-known character is the antagonist. Well, those seem pretty simple. We saw this in almost every action-adventure type story or science fiction that we were looking at. And we didn't care that you couldn't see all these things necessarily in Bergman or Fellini or some of these things that were going on, because all we wanted to write was action-adventure. This was fine for now. Well, then we found another character, and we said, this is a skeptic character. This character is a doubter. We see them all the time. Oh, no, this isn't going to work. We got to go back. This isn't going to work. We can't do this. Stop it. No way. I'm going back. I'm not going along with you. And usually they get dragged along kicking and screaming anyway because of circumstances. With the skeptic, we had a character we called the sidekick. It sort of balanced them out just the way a protagonist balanced out an antagonist. The skeptic, who doubted everything, had this faithful supporter in the sidekick. So where one is kicking and screaming, saying, it's not going to work, I'm not going along, the other one's saying, I'll follow you wherever you want to go. And these showed in all these action-adventure stories. Real easy characters. There were a couple of others that were pretty easy to see. One of them we called Reason. And Reason was a character like the intellectual type who's always calm and controlled and always has everything together and is going to be logical, going to be reasonable. We know what's going on. We have a plan. We're going to plan this. And it doesn't matter if everything's going crazy. That's the Reason character. And balancing the Reason character was an emotion character, often the screamer. Here's a person who just experiences everything like, oh, no, and starts screaming and yelling and clawing and crying. And this was the archetype that you saw all the time in action stories. There had to be somebody who just went to pieces, caused trouble, would bump things over when they got frenetic, you know, and that they were completely uncontrolled. Then we found that there was one other character that was not quite as common, but you saw all the time, called the Guardian. And the Guardian was like this teacher, this person who would support you, would catch you when you fall. And you saw this in all kinds of stories, even outside of action, adventure stories. Guardian was a pretty common archetype. We said, look, we've come up with these seven characters, but they pair up and there's one of them standing by itself. We didn't know what that might be. We wrestled with that literally for weeks, months. I don't know. It was a long time before we finally figured out what that character was. And ultimately, we named that character ourselves. Chris actually came up with the name. Chris named the character the Contagonist because they seemed to balance the Guardian, where the Guardian was trying to be a teacher, this one was trying to steer them the wrong way. Where the Guardian was trying to catch them when they fall, this was the one trying to trip them. Not necessarily against the protagonist, like the antagonist was, but just getting in their way, causing trouble. And you see that in so many stories, Lost in Space, Who's the protagonist?
Dr. Smith?
Yeah, they usually have the antagonist of the week, and then the good old Dr. Smith is the protagonist.
Right.